Good afternoon. Well, it always was going to be the biggest day of the week for our market because of profit results, AGM, stocks going ex-dividend and economic data as well. But then we had a huge negative lead coming through from Wall Street, which made things even worse. We had the ASX 200 today down 118 points or 1.65%, wrapping up the day at 7,064. Now, last night, we had a 4% tumble for the US share market, the S&P 500, its biggest fall since mid-2020. Now, it seemed to be triggered by some disappointing profit results from some of the big retail names there over the past 48 hours, namely Target, which fell 25% in America, and Walmart, which also had its worst decline since 1987, a day ago. So basically, they both have been saying that their costs have been on the way up, sales have also been a little weak, and particularly that the 40-year high inflation is perhaps changing how people are spending a little. More money is being taken up by those essential items and goods like fuel and also groceries, and it's leaving less money left over for discretionary items and everything else. So that seemed to rub off onto our market today with some big declines of around 5 to 6% for many of our retail names, including JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, Adairs, even Woolies, Coles came under quite a bit of selling pressure today. A real sea of red though, with 10 of 11 sectors under pressure. We had Westpac today leading the banks lower, down in the order of 4%, but that was because it went ex-dividend. The other banks under these circumstances didn't actually do too badly, but did fall. Nufarm also down around 8.5%. This is a company that sells crop protection chemicals to farmers globally. It actually posted a 31% jump in half-year revenue. It doubled its profits, but it warned the second half of the year might not be quite as positive. Now, there were some winners across the market, just not too many. Around 30 of the 200 biggest names on our market managed to lift. That list was dominated by some of the gold miners and healthcare stocks as well. Infant formula maker A2 Milk did okay. It rose around 0.75%. There's a bit of an infant formula shortage in parts of North America at the moment. Aristocrat Leisure up in the order of 7%. This is a poker machine game maker. It actually had its largest lift in about 7 months. Now, it actually reported a 40% lift in profits and plans to return more money to investors via a $500 million buyback. And also, Webjet outperformed its peers today in that travel space, lifting about 1.5%. Now, it said it's returned to profitability over the 6 months to March after taking a huge hit, of course, during the worst of the pandemic, and that the momentum has also improved even further more recently in April and so far in May. So its shares managed to lift while Flight Centre, for example, fell quite heavily. Now, on the economic front today was one of the most important days of the week with a key update on jobs growth. Now, this result was really mixed. We had fewer jobs added in April than expected, only around 4,000. The market was expecting around 30,000. The positive there, though, was that all the job gains were actually full-time positions. So people working longer hours, it means more pay, obviously, and potentially more spending as well. As far as the unemployment rate's concerned, no surprises there. We had the jobless rate falling from about 4% to 3.9%, so the best it's been since mid-1974. The takeaway there, though, is that this result wasn't stronger than what the market was expecting, and what this means perhaps is now markets are pricing in a smaller rate hike next month rather than potentially a larger one. So we still think that we could see a 0.25% lift next month and also another lift in July and also August, and then potentially later in the year in November as well. Looking forward to tonight, we do have some figures on home sales in the US, which is unlikely to move markets significantly. And tomorrow is expected to be much quieter on the local front as well. Won't have as much economic news or company news for that matter. The Aussie dollar a bit volatile today, but it's currently sitting at about 69.8 US.